Tuesday. Well, actually, oh, wait, scrap that. It'll be Monday 46, Tuesday high near 50, and then Wednesday we'll stand at about 44 degrees. We're at 28 right now in downtown Butler. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Tier Bank studios. Next Tier Bank, your hometown community bank. Dave Mularkey's up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Mularkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mularkey.
Hello there. Good afternoon. Nice to have you with us on a Friday with sunshine, huh? Well, at least here in Butler, if you're listening on the radio, you probably have sunshine. If you're online listening to us in some other part of the country or some other part of the world, maybe you don't have sunshine. It's cold here in Butler, but we've had sunshine from the get-go today. It's not a bad day for late February. Hey, we have a good program today. Our first guest is with us here in the studio. It is State Representative Marcy Mostello. If you live in the 11th State House District, she is your representative in Harrisburg. Representative Marcy Mostello, good to see you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Good to see you here. You have a bunch of workshops coming up, and I thought it would be a good time to have a little sit-down chat and let people know that these are coming up. And I also wanted to talk with you about a couple of other things, too, early stages of the budget process and so on. But let's go to your upcoming seminars and workshops first. One of them is coming up very soon, and it's on this real ID driver's license. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, are people confused about this, huh?
They're very confused by it, and I hope I can, you know, with this seminar that we're having next Wednesday, February 26th, out at the Butler Township building, that we'll have representatives there from PennDOT to explain what's needed to get one, why we need one, you know, using the resources that we have and the purpose for them. So, and I know it's Ash Wednesday, and I know there's some fish fries going on also, but unfortunately, that's the only day PennDOT officials could come out and really talk to the people and explain to them what's needed. So it's birth certificates. Mm-hmm. And they'll explain that it's the raised seal birth certificate, not just something like a birth record that some people might have from the hospital when they were born. But it has to be a real birth certificate with the raised seal on it. Marriage certificates are very important in this as well. If you change your name, if women change their name, in that case, they would have to go down to the Register of Wills office, down to Sarah Edwards' office and get one down there. So there's a lot of running around, unfortunately, that people may have to do.
I also heard, and again, by the way, what time is this next Wednesday?
6:30 next Wednesday, yes. At the Butler Township building.
Oh, okay.
The one on Duffy Road, 290 South Duffy Road.
Exactly. I've heard that you need a Social Security card. A lot of people would have memorized their Social Security number. I've memorized mine for ages. But I don't know where the card, you know, I got my Social Security card when I was like 16 years old and started mowing lawns. I have no idea where it is. So if I want to get one of these real IDs, I'm going to have to go to the Social Security office, I guess, and get a new card.
Yes, exactly. Or some people can get them online, not the actual card, but they can apply for it online and have it mailed back to them. Or they could go to the Social Security office located right down here at, I'm not sure if it's Hollywood Drive or
Hollywood Drive.
Yeah. They can go down there and apply for it down there. So
but all of this, mm-hmm. and that's why it's so important that, you know, people who are interested in getting one of these get their ducks in a row, because there's a lot of papers that might have to be obtained. It's not like you're going to be able to put this together in a couple of hours and then go to the PennDOT Photo License Center and get one of these things.
No, if they want to put it together in a couple hours, what they would have to do with a birth certificate, they can apply for one through our office, and we have the forms up there. They can apply for it there, or else they can drive to Newcastle in the morning, wait for it. It's a few hours wait time to get it. So, but then they'd have to get their birth certificate, or excuse me, their Social Security card, everything else together for it. So
a lot of people are confused about whether or not they need this. It is optional. I mean, you don't have to get one. You could just keep getting a regular driver's license. If you do decide to get one of these, it costs more.
Yes, it's $30 to get a real ID. And people that have passports and or passport cards will not need a real ID. But you will need either of those for any domestic flights in the United States. So they will need something, whether it's a real ID or a passport card or their passport itself. But yes, you will need them to get onto any military bases, any federal office buildings. If they have to go to Pittsburgh, if they're on jury duty, they'll need some sort of real ID to get them into the building.
And this, it all takes effect October the 1st of this year. And in fact, there was just a story on WISR this morning on CBS Radio, it's our network affiliate, that said nationwide federal officials are getting kind of worried about this because October 1st is all of a sudden not that far away. And they said, you know, what if there's a grandmother who's getting ready to, you know, fly to see her grandchildren and her family for the holidays? She gets to the airport, and she's not going to be able to get through security and get on the plane. That's just it. You're out of luck unless you have either a passport, a valid passport. They're good for 10 years. They cost a lot of money nowadays, too, by the way. Or you'll need one of these real ID driver's licenses.
Exactly.
So, now, this workshop seminar that you're having next Wednesday evening, do you have to register in advance if you want to go to this?
We'd like people to call just so we know how many chairs to set up. It's going to be in the meeting room where the Butler Township official or the Butler Township supervisors meet. So, but yes, if they could just call our office, just let us know if they're interested. We'll have birth certificate applications there, any other information that would go along with this. But really the key to this was the PennDOT officials coming up to explain it.
There'll be no charge if people want to go to this.
No, absolutely not. No charge for this at all. Okay. But they can call our office at 283-5852 and just let us know how many people are coming from their group, because I think it's good, and I'm glad that we're able to do this along with the officials and really just to explain it more. And you know, the other, you know, complaint that we always get at our office is the delay time. You know, people are waiting up there for a couple hours, unfortunately, and they wait, then their number's chosen, they go up to the person, they're told their birth certificate isn't correct. So they have to come to our office, get that. So there's a lot of understanding that needs to go into this, and unfortunately the time that it takes to get one is a little bit longer than most people.
So if you do decide that you're going to get one of these, and again, you don't have to, but if you do, it's best to get going right now because there's going to be a real mad rush when we get into mid and late summer.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And PennDOT's been worried about this. We've had stories. The AAA has been warning people for the last few weeks to get started on the process if you want it. And somebody told me, and I didn't realize this, that they thought you had to pay that $30 fee every time you renewed. It wasn't just a one-time shot. I don't know. That's why you're having this seminar.
Right. Exactly.
Let the PennDOT people give you the honest scoop on it. Okay, so that's next Wednesday.
Yes.
Yep. 6:30 in the evening at the Butler Township Municipal Building on Duffy Road.
Duffy Road, yep, exactly.
Now, you also have workshops coming up on the the property tax rent rebate program, is that right?
Yes, we're actually, we're kind of taking our show on the road with this. So for people that, you know, can't come to our office for one reason or another, we're going throughout the district and going into the different communities within my district to help people fill these out, to, you know, just kind of be there for them. Some people may be a little bit apprehensive in filling them out, just making sure. It's like a tax form. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure everything is correct to make sure you get your refund back. So we're taking our show on the road. We started up at the VA hospital earlier this week to be there for people. We're also working a lot with CCR in downtown Butler.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be down there Wednesday from 9 to noon down there. If anybody's in the city, and again, if they can't make it up to our office, which is located up on Newcastle Road, right across from the senior high school entrance, we're making it easier for people to come, that we can help them.
We're not going to go into all of the details here. If you're interested, you can, you know, go to one of the workshops. But as I know it, this is for senior citizens, right? No?
Not necessarily, no.
There are income guidelines,
guidelines, widows, widowers, mm-hmm. from age 55 on. So there's a lot of variations for people that may be eligible for a rent or tax rebate.
But if you meet the eligibility requirements, then you can get property tax or rent rebates.
Yes, you can, yes. Mm-hmm. If you meet all the criteria that's listed in the forms, and everyone's income is different, so it's going to vary on what they're going to be refunded. Mm-hmm. But there's not necessarily an age for it, but again, different criteria, widowers, retired people, 65 older. So it all depends on their income guidelines.
Now, if people have been successful in getting these in the past years, they can just go to your office and get the forms are now available.
Yes.
That means they don't have to go to one of these workshops.
Exactly. No, they can come to our office. Yes, they can. No doubt. Yes, we have the forms there. And also, the state does mail out forms to people that have gotten them in the past.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, people come in, they want us to fill it out for them, which we have no problem doing. And some people bring them in already completed. So we can just send them down to Harrisburg and so, yeah, we're there for them for whatever they need.
I've never seen one of the forms. Is it 20 pages or what?
Oh, no, just a couple pages. Okay. It's not like an IRS form.
That was
no.
Exaggerating.
No.
So if you applied in the past, you would get a form, just like you used to in years gone by. You would get an IRS tax form from the one you got last year, but they haven't done that for years now.
They haven't.
Because most people file electronically.
Right, exactly.
So that's property tax and rent rebate workshops, and you have several of those coming up.
Yes, we do. We have the one, like I said, down at CCR in downtown Butler this Monday. We're also going to be out at the Summit Township building, which is on Bonnybrook Road. We're going to be out there March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Summit Township. We're also going to be at Cindy's Place on April 3rd in downtown Chicora, right on Main Street of Chicora.
About halfway up Chicora Hill. I know where it is.
Exactly right. That's it. We'll be at Cindy's Place there on April 3rd. And then again on April 8th, we're going to be in Prospect, at the Prospect Borough Building. So, you know, as I said, we're just trying to make it more convenient for the constituents to come to us. And it's not just property rent rebate. If they have other issues for us, we'll be there in the community helping them.
Should they call your office if they plan to attend one of these workshops? The same.
That would be great if they would, just to let us know, you know, how many books to bring out, how many applications to bring out. So, yeah, it would be great if they could call our office and just let us know that they're coming. Again, 724-283-5852.
So those are just two areas where you can get forms and get information at the offices of your state representative. There are others, too, other forms that you can help people fill out for state help.
PennDOT forms, birth certificates, like we said before, with Real ID, for the Real ID, or even a passport if they need a birth certificate for that. But there's a whole wide variety of things. Every day somebody comes in new with a new issue, a new problem. Every phone call is different. So we do everything we can for them.
Marcy Mustello is the state representative from the 11th District, which includes central Butler County, and your district still has parts of eastern Butler County, too, doesn't it?
Yes, parts north, up to Fairview Township.
It's hard for me to keep track because the lines keep changing, you know.
Every 10 years, we've got the census coming up next
well,
year,
right,
or this year, so.
We'll change them. Well, even though the census is this year, it won't be until next year when they have all the numbers tabulated and the district boundaries will change.
Right.
No wonder some people have a hard time keeping track of, you know, who's your state representative, who's your state senator, who's your member of Congress. It's hard. It keeps changing all the time on you. And we'll take a break back to talk more with State Representative Marcy Mustello here on the Friday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. Stick around. We'll be right back. Time for a checkup for your pet. We recommend Suburban Animal Clinic. Or maybe Fido or Tabby's not feeling so well. Suburban Animal Clinic, a small animal veterinary practice located Route 8 south of Butler at the intersection with Thorncrest Drive. It's about 5 miles south of Butler. Suburban Animal Clinic, in the spirit of Dr. Dennis Damon. Their services include wellness checks for your pet, of course. Also, emergency care. They have laser therapy, dental available. Also, prescription diets, you know, one of the things that are problems for a lot of our pets these days, being overweight. Microchipping, they can handle that as well. Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south of Butler. If you're headed south from Butler toward Pittsburgh, as soon as you pass all the auto dealerships, start looking on your left. That's Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south at Thorncrest Drive. We mentioned a couple of informative sessions that are coming up, workshops on property tax and rent rebate. There's a seminar next week on Real ID. There's also a seminar coming up on aid and attendance. State Representative Marcy Mustello, I'm not familiar with that at all. Can you explain what that is?
Sure. This is for veterans and their families. And I helped out a lot of families when I used to work for Congressman's English and Kelly. And it is, we're doing this in conjunction with the Butler County Veterans Affairs Office, John Cyprian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, again, an informative meeting for spouses of veterans who may be entitled to money from the federal government, from the VA, for their care. POWs, if there were POWs and the spouse is still alive, they may be eligible for some financial aid with home health care, with nursing facilities.
So even if they weren't a veteran themselves, but their spouse was.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And John Cyprian has been doing this for 20 plus years. And he had called our office to say, I really think we should do something like this, just to let the veterans know and their spouses what is available, because we have a lot of returning veterans into this area. Mm-hmm. So just to make it available to them that they can learn more about it, because, you know, some of these men and women, when they get out, they just want to get out. They don't really, you know, really understand what is available, or they might think, oh, I'm too young, I'll never need that. But this is something maybe they could use. So we're opening it up to them. We're having that on Friday, March 13th. We're having that from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon up at the American Legion Post 778. That's the one up in Lindora with a big tank in the front yard there. So
can't miss that tank.
No, no. But John Cyprian will be there, like I said, to really explain it more in detail of who may be eligible, what they may be eligible for, and it's just an opportunity for veterans, another avenue that they might not know about. And we're just making it available to them.
Do you need to register for that?
Yes. And by register, just, you know, give us a call. Let us know you're coming up. Again, so we have enough, you know, chairs set up, tables set up, just to be prepared for it. So, yes, I would encourage people just to call and let us know that they're coming and interested. Or if they can't make it, we can send them some information on it.
And that's March 13th. And that'll be here before you know it, too. Next week's the last week of February.
I know.
The budget process is underway in Harrisburg. The governor, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, it doesn't matter. As long as I can remember, the process gets started when the governor delivers his budget proposal. And it's a big deal. It's before a joint session of the State House and the State Senate. They're all there. And the governor makes his proposal. That is by no means the be-all and the end-all. I always look at that as kind of a wish list of what the sitting governor would like to see. And then state lawmakers go to work on it. Now, we had Governor Tom Wolf's address a few weeks ago, back in early February. Would that have been the first time that you were at a joint session where state senators and representatives are all there in the same room at the same
time? It was my first time ever being there.
That would be a packed room, wouldn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was packed on the floor with everybody. And it was an honor to be there for that. It really was. I mean, the governor's there. The lieutenant governor's there. All the leadership is present. The Senate comes in. But it was an interesting time to be in Harrisburg, and really, like you said, Dave, it's a starting point. The budget, when he delivers it.
This is a bit parenthetical, but I've never seen one of these. Is the governor allowed to just present his talk, or is it interrupted constantly like the State of the Union address by the president? That just drives me nuts anymore, where you know, there's two sentences, and then everybody stands up, I don't care who the president is, what party they are. Just give the speech, you know. Anyway, is the governor allowed to just give his speech, or are there all these interruptions?
I have to say there were not very many interruptions. No, we really sat and listened to what he had to say. Mm-hmm. And no, it wasn't. I call it usually a aerobic workout when you watch in D.C. Who stands up, sits down. It's
now you issued a news release the next day after the governor's address, and I'm paraphrasing. I don't have your news release in front of you anymore, but you said something to the point. It's a starting point for a spending plan. Let's talk. Is that a fair assessment of your response?
Yes, a very accurate assessment of the response also, because that's really what it is. It's a starting point, because earlier this week they started the budget hearings. Mm-hmm. Every agency goes in before the Appropriations Committee and, really their wish list, from the governor's wish list there, of what they would like to see. And again, it is a starting point. We don't really start doing anything until June, as you know, after all the information is compiled. And, just a few things that I really wanted to see in there that weren't there was more funding for our community colleges, especially Butler County Community College. As successful as they have been, and the students, the graduates that they've been able to produce, I think would have garnered a little bit more respect and money from, the governor himself to give them something more. And career and technical education, that would have been nice to see more funding for them, because being in Western Pennsylvania, that's the one thing I hear from employers. They need employees. They need trained employees. And a lot of the employers here in our community are training students themselves, and they've got family-sustaining jobs that are available to them immediately. We've got a VOTech second to none up there at the top of the hill here. And what they've been able to do with students, and I toured there a couple weeks ago, and the one thing that I noticed was the pride that those students had in each area that they had, whether it was welding, HVAC, electrical. The kids were so proud of what they were doing. And I just wish the governor would have recognized that a little bit more and funded it a little bit more than just a zero balance. So,
the committees on which you sit, mm-hmm. will they participate in some of these budget hearings? You'll have department heads who will come and speak before your committees and so on?
Especially, I'm on the Committee on Agriculture, or the Agriculture Committee and Urban or Rural Affairs. And that's very important to people around here, obviously. You know that in my district, mm-hmm. we have a huge agriculture community. And I want to make sure that they thrive and survive and keep going. Last year's budget was wonderful for them. A lot of programs, the farm bill that we had passed, there was a lot in there for the rural farmers and also the urban farmers, people in the cities, inner cities that want to start something. So that was very important to them. Tourism is another committee on which I sit. And, you know, just to make sure that people come to Pennsylvania, especially my case, Western Pennsylvania, because it's a great place to live, raise a family, work. As I said before, we have the jobs here in Western Pennsylvania. And if you go away to school, you can come back to Western Pennsylvania. There's a job waiting for you. And that's the one thing that's great about Western Pennsylvania.
It was just a meeting of farmers last night at Butler County Community College.
Yes.
And you were there.
I was there for that one, yes. Yeah, it was very interesting. What last night's meeting was about was the farm tour that we have. They've been doing it, I think, probably about 20 years now between Tourism Department, Tourism Bureau, the Farm Bureau, Butler County Farm Bureau, Conservation District, and really to bring people to the farms. And it's a wonderful tour if you've ever been on it before. Mm-hmm. Just to go learn, because people don't sometimes remember where their food comes from. And this is an opportunity for people to see where their food comes from, where kids can go and actually pet a cow and not just buy a carton of milk, you know, at the local Giant Eagle. So it's an opportunity for families and others to come out and be on a working farm with real farmers and see how, the hard work that goes into it. And it was a very, very good meeting last night. It really was. The commissioners led it, and they did a great job in leading it. Jack Cohen was there from the tourism office, and they just want to keep it going. They want to make sure that it does keep going annually, and it does well every time.
Is the State House in session right now, or I don't mean at this instant, but have you been in Harrisburg the last couple of weeks after the budget address, or?
I have not, but we do have some committee meetings coming up next week. I'm also on the Commerce Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple meetings next week, and then I also have an agriculture meeting about horse racing next week. So there's various committee meetings going on. We're not in session. We go back in the middle of March to, you know, just to go back to work, go back into session. But we're not on recess. This is not a recess.
And after the budget hearings are done here from the various department heads and so on, then the leaders, the caucus leaders, will start huddling and begin to hammer out the beginnings of a budget, a spending plan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, again, my wish list, what I just told you about, is I'd really like to see more funding for community colleges. And I would hope that they would not just listen to me, but other members who have these community colleges in their district to help them make it, get the students ready, because we've got a dwindling workforce that we have to keep up. We need to build up again.
I want to, as we close out our time here, to just review these upcoming seminars and workshops for people. A lot of people listen to the radio in the car this time of day. If they weren't with us at the beginning of our conversation, there are a number of seminars and workshops coming up in which you may be interested, or there may be somebody in your family who would be interested. For example, what's all this about the Real ID driver's license? Next week you have a seminar on that.
Yes, Dave, next Wednesday, February 26th at 6:30 at the Butler Township building on South Duffy Road. And we will have officials there from PennDOT to go over in detail exactly what people need so they don't have to wait an hour and a half and be told this is the wrong information, go back and start over. So,
yes, that would make people very irritated,
yes.
I'm sure. So that's next Wednesday. And then you have rent, property tax and rent rebate workshops coming up, and actually there are several of those, right?
Right. We're taking our show on the road, like I said, and we'll have staff at the CCR building in downtown Butler on Monday. On March 30th, we'll be out in Summit Township at the Summit Township building on Bonnybrook Road. April 3rd, we'll be at Cindy's Place in Chicora, the restaurant there, right going up the hill. Mm-hmm. April 8th, and we'll be at the Prospect Borough building. So, like I said, we're just making it easier for the constituents. If they can't come to us, we'll go to them.
And also an aid in attendance. Do I have that right? Aid in attendance seminar?
Aid in attendance seminar, yes, for veterans and their families, really. And we're doing that on Friday, March 13th. From 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock at the American Legion, post 778, the one up in Highfield, right off of Kohler Avenue, where the big tank sits right in front of the building.
And for any or all of these seminars or workshop, you'd like people to give your office a call just so you know how many chairs to set up.
Exactly. Yeah, if they could just give us a call and let us know, they can call us anytime at 724-283-5852, and we can help them, you know, and we can even give them some background information. If they're not able to make it, give us a call, and, you know, if there's any information distributed by the PennDOT officials or by the Veterans Affairs Office, we can provide them with that.
And if it turns out at the last minute you can go, I'm sure you wouldn't be turned away at the door.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Never.
State Representative Marcy Mostello, if you live in the 11th District, she represents you in the State House of Representatives in Harrisburg. Good to see you, Representative Mostello.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Sure. Thank you. This is always great to be here. Yeah. It really is.
Nice to have you here today. Hey, more to come. We're scheduled to chat with some students from Carn City High School. Carn City, year after year, it never fails. They're one of the first schools to raise the curtain on their spring musical. And Carn City is going to be doing that within the next couple of weeks, I think. We'll get the details coming up after a few messages here on the Friday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. We'll be right back.
Tobacco for Less is Western PA's largest glass emporium, and they now have a store in Butler at Pullman Square Plaza. What makes Tobacco for Less different from other stores? For starters, they have so many glass pipes to choose from. They also feature a walk-in humidor and a vape juice bar. And of course, they carry a variety of standard tobacco products too. The Tobacco for Less Health and Wellness Department stocks a large selection of high-quality CBD products. For all your smoking and vaping needs, check out Tobacco for Less with locations in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
Plan ahead. We've all learned from experience that living day-to-day can lead to too many last-minute surprises. Surprises that are often difficult and frustrating to handle. And so it is with a funeral. Planning a proper funeral takes pre-planning, so that during periods of grieving and turmoil, you'll want those arrangements to already be taken care of. Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler has been pre-planning funerals for more than 90 years, and the third generation of the same family is here to help you with that planning process now. Make these choices now. The funeral service, the choice of caskets, which minister, priest, or rabbi, cremation, visitations, flowers, church service or not, all these decisions can be made now before your emotions get in the way of logical and practical decisions. Pre-plan now with Thompson Miller. Think about it, and then call us and meet with us to discuss it privately. Call 724-287-3706. 287-3706. Pre-arrangements. It really makes sense. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, because we care.
Miller's Shoes, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. Folks, you talk about tradition. You realize Miller's Shoes has been in downtown Butler for well over 120 years now. Yeah, that's tradition. That's staying power. Miller's Shoes, your headquarters for shoes for all members of the family. If you're looking for athletic shoes, they've got them for men, women, teens, kids, and they've got all the famous brands, too, right there under one roof. Miller's Shoes has Nike, New Balance, Saucony, Rockport, Keds, Skechers, Easy Spirit, Asics, Pro-Pet, and more. Athletic shoes for the whole family. They've also got Rockport shoes and Trotters and Hush Puppies and many other famous name brands as well. Easy Spirit. and they're your local headquarters for America's Favorite Comfort Shoes, SAS. You'll find them for men and women in a variety of styles and colors at Miller's Shoes. You can always count on that great Miller's fit, too. And a friendly smile from the Ciprians. Miller's Shoes, headquarters for shoes for the entire family. 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler, Miller's Shoes. Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us. Nice to chat with State Representative Marcia Mastello on the first portion of the program. And look who's here now. We have representatives from the land of the gremlins, Carn City High School. Beth Ackleson is here with a couple of students, a couple of members of the cast of the spring musical at Carn City. First of all, Beth, good to see you. It always is.
It's always good to see you, Dave.
I was telling the listeners earlier on the program that Carn City, year in, year out, is always one of the very first schools to raise the curtain on their spring musical.
That's true. That's true. We try to get it in between, I don't know, all the different sports, you know, basketball and track, and we try to sit ourselves right in between, but that makes us early. That's true.
Because there are some schools, I mean, they're doing it in May, which astonishes me. It seems very, very late.
Yes,
it's the end of the school year. It's tests and everything, you know.
Right.
Spring, you want to be outside.
Right, and all the field trips everybody takes in May. It's crazy, yeah.
So what's the show at Carn City this year?
So we are doing Into the Woods Junior this year, and it's turning out to be quite a great experience for all of us. We're having fun.
I know of the show. I don't know a great deal about it. We'll talk about that. Two members of the cast are with us as well. Claire Bishop. Hi, Claire. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I assume you're a member of the cast, right?
Yes.
And also cast member Braden Edwards. Braden, nice to see you. Nice to have you here as well.
Nice to see you. Thank you for having me.
So here's what I know about this show. I've never seen it,
okay.
By the way.
I can't believe that. I'm shocked.
I know. Musical Theater Guild has done it. I was out of town on vacation when they did it several years ago. I think there's even been versions on TV.
There's a movie with Meryl Streep. I can't believe you've never seen any of it.
Well, I've led a deprived life.
Well, Dave, I don't know. I just know you and your theater background. I figured you'd seen this one.
I know that it's there's a lot of like Grimm's fairy tale characters in it, right?
Correct.
Am I right on that?
Yes.
Okay, that's my some knowledge.
That's it. That's it. Okay, that's great.
Give me a nutshell summary of the show.
Okay, I actually had Claire do this on the way here. Do you want to do it,
Claire? Go ahead.
So, Into the Woods is a story based on a baker and his wife who are trying to have a child, but they can't because of a curse that has been placed on them by the witch who lives next door. So in order to break the spell and have their child, they have to come up with four main ingredients for this potion that they have to make. And it's the cow as white as milk, which brings in Jack and the Beanstalk, and the cape
what,
is red as...
What kind of milk is it?
The cow is white as milk. You have to have the cow.
The cow. Okay. And then there's the cape is red as blood, which incorporates Little Red Riding Hood's story. And then the hair is yellow as corn, which brings in Rapunzel, and a slipper is pure as gold from the Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm. So what character do you play in this
show? The baker's wife.
Okay, so that would certainly be one of the...
main parts, yes.
Leads, yeah. And what about you, Braden? What part do you play?
I actually portray the baker.
Oh, okay. So you guys are the lead couple, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So how do you interact with, like Little Red Riding Hood and Jack and the Beanstalk? Are those characters that also appear?
Yes.
Yes. We run into them in the woods a few times, and then Little Red Riding Hood, who is my friend Lily, she comes into our little baker shop, and we have a little scene there where she tries to steal our goods.
Can we name some of the other cast members?
Sure. Keeping the story going is a narrator, and he's being played by Braden Stuchel. The narrator takes us from one story to the next. The boy that's playing Jack and the Beanstalk, he has a beautiful voice. His name's Caleb Sapp, and he will break your heart when he sings Giants in the Sky, which is a song you should listen to, Dave, because you would like it.
I'm getting a lecture here.
You are. His mother is played by Abby McCrell. She's a senior this year. She's been in all the shows since she was little, so it's fun working with her. Madison Eith is portraying Cinderella. Madison had a good part in last year's musical, and stepped up to a lead this year as well. And who am I missing, guys? I don't know. Oh, Rapunzel is Jasmine Humphreys. And we, of course, you have to have two princes. If you've got all these princesses, you have to have two princes. So Jacob Roscoe and Jacob Bray are playing the princes. And the witch is being portrayed by Sophia Smith. She's a senior this year. So that's pretty much most of the leads.
This is a relatively small cast then for a musical, right?
Yeah, I believe you can do the show with 21 people, mm-hmm. and there's not really much of a chorus implemented into it, but I kind of did my own little take on it, not adding a lot of things or anything like that, but I made the narrator a teacher, and I have him with a classroom of students that are watching the stories unfold, and they get involved in some of the production numbers and stuff that way. And we have some avant-garde kind of costumes where we have some flowers that are actually dancers and some trees that are dancers, and we've tried to include a lot of people into the production.
Oh, I think you must do that, mm-hmm. especially in a high school production.
Yes.
You want as many people involved as you can get.
Right. I think we have 47 or something like that, 47 people in the cast. So, and it's nice because we can split it up into different areas, so that we could have rehearsals where we didn't have to have all 47 mm-hmm. all the time. So that was kind of a nice.
When I go see a musical, I like a big cast.
Yes.
I like a production number where everybody's on stage, that sort of thing. As opposed, there are small musicals. What is it? Is it 2x2? Is that the
very small cast?
Yeah,
yes.
It's like two people.
Yes.
What? It's a musical? Two people?
Yep.
Ridiculous.
I know.
So the narrator, Claire Bishop, is, and this is a guy. Did
yes.
you say
Braden? Mm-hmm.
Is he on stage whenever he's talking, or is he talk from the wings, or does he actually interact with the other characters?
He stays on the stage mostly, off to the side, and then he has a few scenes where he crosses through and sort of incorporates the story together.
Mm-hmm. This is used sometimes. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat comes to mind. There's a narrator who even sings a lot.
I played that part.
I know you did. That's why I was looking at you.
Yes, I kind of thought so.
You did that in the Musical Theater Guild production.
Yes,
right?
I did.
Yeah,
1991. Oh!
That long ago.
Yes, it was.
Wow. I can't remember seeing that show.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a great show.
So this is not always used, but it is occasionally to... it's like when you're reading a novel, you have a lot of... you can do chapters of exposition.
And yes.
If you're adapting that into a film, you can't do it.
Right.
The same thing in a musical. So sometimes you use a narrator to kind of fill in the backstory, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. The part of the story that we're not telling, and we are doing the junior version, so I do like to make that very clear to the audience. I love Into the Woods. Act One. I'm not a big fan of Act Two of Into the Woods, because what happens, since you're not familiar, is at the end of Act One, everything ends the way it's supposed to. Cinderella gets her prince, and the baker and his wife find out they're going to have a child, and Jack is rich with all the stuff from the giant, and things are great at the end of Act One. At the beginning of Act Two, everything starts to go wrong. Well, the junior version doesn't do Act Two, and Into the Woods tends to be 3 hours long. It's really a long, long show. So doing the junior version really cut a lot of the stuff I don't like about the show in the first place. And then it makes it more doable, like for people to sit for, an hour and a half or an hour and 40 minutes instead of 3 hours watching the whole big show. So I do like to make that clear, because when people come to the show, I don't want them to be disappointed if their favorite song is in Act Two, because we're probably not going to be doing it. but I'll tell you what we are doing is the upbeat, fun, happy part of the show, and I think that that's what we need in society today, is more happiness. So just making that clear.
Amen to that. So specifics, please. Dates and so on and so forth. Tickets?
Sure. March 5, 6, 7, 7:30 at night. And we do have lots of tickets. The tickets are $9 a piece if you get them pre-sale. And in order to do that, you either need to get them at the high school or you can call 724-756-2030, extension 1339. That's my extension. And we can hook you up with some, you know, will call seats if necessary. But anyway, yeah, so we've lots of tickets. If we sell them at the door, they do go up to $10 at the door. So we're hoping to get a nice crowd. We're doing four performances. We have a matinee on March 7th as well at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a two-show day for us.
I don't have my calendar in front of me. March 5th, 6th, and 7th. Is that like Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's 2 weeks away. So
I was going to say, it might sound like a long ways off, folks. Next week is the last week of February, so March 5, 6, and 7 is going to be here before you know it.
Before you know it, yes.
2 weeks. Are you ready to go? Braden, you know all your... Know all your lines?
Actually, yeah, I've been rehearsing and memorizing my lines, so I am starting to feel confident, but also I am still kind of nervous because this is my biggest part I've ever had, but I am confident in myself that I can do this. I can make it the best show that I can possibly make it.
You should be a little nervous before you go out on stage.
I agree.
You know, your director here, your teacher would know that because she's got a long list of theater credits, and you kind of want that edge.
I always say you don't perform your best unless you have a little bit of nerves. You know, you have to have that adrenaline pumping.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I need to take a break, don't I? Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. We'll talk more with our guests. It's nice to have them here all the way down from Carn City on a Friday. I'm taking you out of class, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
really?
Come on.
I hope I'm not taking you out of, like, physics or something like that.
No, nothing crazy.
Okay. Back with more of It's Your Turn on a Friday here on WISR. We'll be right back.
Do you have missing teeth or wear dentures? You may have heard of or are considering dental implants. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care. There are many options available with dental implants, and making the right choice can be confusing. I have been placing dental implants since 2004, both full-size traditional implants and small diameter or mini dental implants. There are indications for both, but more and more we are using mini dental implants in a variety of innovative ways. They are easier to place, causing less discomfort, are less costly, and can frequently be used immediately after placement, allowing you to get back to eating the foods you like or smiling again right away. Traditional implants typically have a 4-month healing time before they can be used. I invite you to call our office at 282-7774 to schedule a free consultation to see if mini dental implants are the right solution for your dental problems, or visit us on the web at butlersmiles.com.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location downtown Butler to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Welcome back, guests with us from Carn City High School. Beth Ackleson is here. She's on the faculty at Carn City. What do you teach when you're not directing the musicals?
Oh, sometimes I teach some choir classes. I do teach every now and then a theater arts class thrown in here and there as well. But I teach choir all day. Mm. It's fun.
Yeah. So you're the vocal instructor then for the show?
No, right? Actually, Allison Carey, you would know Allison.
Oh, yes, I know Allison.
Allison has been doing the vocal direction for several years now, and she does such a great job, and she's great with these kids. And it gives her a chance to get out of the elementary setting and work with the high school kids for a little while, and I think she truly enjoys that.
Talented lady. I've seen her on stage in many
shows. Yes, she is a great performer as well, yes.
Yeah, very much so. What about choreography?
We have a new choreographer this year. Her name's Megan Haskins. She's actually a Carnes City alum, and she went to Slippery Rock University, and she had a double major, but one of them was a major in dance. So she's putting her dance background to use and brought it back home to work with us this year.
Musicians,
actually, that's the only disappointing part of doing a junior version of a show. You are required to use the CD.
So this is
the first time that we're not going to have a live orchestra down there. You can't even rent an orchestration for the show. If you could, I would have. But, so we're going to be doing something a little different. Now, Allison is going to help us out with some between-scenes music and stuff live from the pit, but a lot of the music is going to be... is going to be canned.
So you've had to rehearse that way too? You can't have not even a rehearsal pianist because you don't have a score. Huh?
It's very difficult to work out underscoring with a track unless you do it repeatedly. So it's very different. That's the only part of the process with this junior version show that I don't like.
Licensing companies, I don't want to do too much inside baseball here,
right.
But there's a lot of requirements that you have to meet with the companies who license these shows.
Correct.
And you know, have to pay royalties and all that stuff, and they dictate everything.
Yes, they do.
Not just what you were talking about. They dictate how big the lettering has to be on the program that tells who's licensed. I mean, it's almost insane. It really is.
Yep. And I get it. You know, it's somebody's copywritten material, and I get it, but they do make it hard sometimes.
So what about dancing? I always like to ask guys this, Braden, because many young women, maybe when they were elementary, they took dancing class, you know. Not too many guys.
Right.
Some maybe. So it always seems to be a challenge, you know. Do you have to do any dancing, Braden, as the baker?
Actually, yes, I do. Probably one of the most... I guess you can say a romantic dance between me and Baker's wife is It Takes Two. I'm just going to say this up front. I'm not really a dancer. So at first I was struggling with it. But as time went on.
I mean, do you do it like a waltz or something?
Sort of, yeah.
It's a slow dance as opposed to the mashed potato or something like that?
We have a lot of like lifts and things in it. It's quite fun. There's like spins and turns. And
well, when you have a lead that's 6'4" and is built like a football player, you put in lifts. That's what you do.
Well, that would be a challenge then, yeah.
I was nervous at first because, you know, I was scared that she would slip from my hands and I would drop her or something like that. But it's just natural to me now, so I'm not worried about it anymore.
Did you guys know each other before you were cast?
We knew each other, but we weren't real well acquainted. So we knew of each other, but we weren't super great friends.
Mm-hmm. Are most of your numbers together, or Claire, do you do a solo? Or
Most of our scenes are together. The only songs that we sing are the It Takes Two, and then we both have a little reprise that are part of a tiny scene that we sing together, that we sing by ourselves.
Is there music that people would recognize from this show?
Well, it's all Stephen Sondheim music. Which is really hard, as anybody knows. I think probably one of the best known numbers from the show is Children Will Listen. But I honestly don't think that this is a show that, unless you've watched it a bunch of times, I don't think this is a show that you'd go, oh, Edelweiss, I know that song. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't think there are a lot of songs in it that people would be really familiar with.
Do you dress to look like your character? For example, you're the baker.
Yes.
I mean, do you wear like an apron and a chef's hat or something like that?
I do wear an apron. I believe I do not wear a chef's hat unless...
Yeah, we're not going there, but we are doing the apron.
We are doing the apron, for sure.
If you're doing lifts and turns and swirls and everything, it'd be pretty hard to keep a baker's hat on your head.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus,
right.
Claire would be banging into it all the time.
Knocking it off.
Well, but do you change costumes or do you keep the same
costumes?
Actually,
we're renting a lot of the costumes from Costume World out of Florida, and they actually have the original Broadway costumes that they rent. The cow is played by a person in the show, Milky White the Cow, and so the cow costume is directly from the Broadway show, the one that we're renting. So I'm very excited about that. It's gonna be really cool.
Is there any, obviously this is a fable.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not time-specific, you know, like said in, you know, 1970 or 1943 or anything like that. It can be any time. or perhaps Once Upon a Time.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nice one.
It's actually a lot of like older dress, like what you'd see in Fiddler on the Roof. Like it does have kind of a dating to it.
Some of the characters you would expect, Little Red Riding Hood, for example, most folks would have an image of what she should look like, and I'm sure that the costume would indicate that.
Oh, absolutely. The typical Little Red that you have in your mind is what you're going to see on stage. And actually, that's one name that I didn't give was Lily Martin. She is doing a fantastic job as Little Red. She is one of the funniest parts in the show, and she has a great song called I Know Things Now. And that's a song people might be familiar with if they're fans of the musical. So.
And Claire, you said Lily's a good friend of yours, right?
Yeah, she's actually my cousin. So we've been friends since we were babies.
So you have some friends, and you meet new friends when you're doing a show like this, right?
Yes, you make lots of friends. It's a great program.
What year are you in school at Carn City, Claire? Do they still say freshman, sophomore, junior, senior?
Yes, I'm a junior this year, so very stressful.
Stressful?
Yes.
Wait till next year, kid.
You know? Oh, yeah.
And Brayden, you're a senior, right?
Yes, I am a senior. Next year, I'm going to go out in the real world, and that terrifies me. So,
do you have any idea where you're going to be 1 year from now? Are you going into the workplace? Are you going into the military?
I do plan on going to
go hide in Montana, or what are you going to do?
I do plan on going to the workforce. My mother works for OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, down in the mines, and I was hoping if I could get in there with her, and you know, it's a great job and everything, great benefits.
Absolutely, yeah. Have you been on stage before? Have you done shows before?
I have done shows. I've done shows for Carn City for 5 years. This is my fifth show. And I've also done one show for the Musical Theater Guild in Butler, MTG.
What show was that? Do you remember?
I did Beauty and the Beast for MTG.
Oh, okay. Brayden, sounds like a pretty nice, rich bass one or baritone there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah?
Good guess.
Yeah. And what about you, Claire? Are you soprano, alto?
I'm a soprano.
Gosh, I might have to come see this show since I've never seen it before.
You should. It's going to be so much fun.
We're talking about Into the Woods Junior, which is somewhat abridged version of an overly long Broadway show, Into the Woods. Although it was a very popular show.
Oh, a lot of people love it just the way it is. I've been in it a couple of times. I was in it for MTG when they did it a couple years ago, and I played the witch down at Comptra a few years back. And it's not that I'm totally against Act Two. I just think it's really long, and I don't like the dark quality to it. That Grimm's thing that you were talking about, and how they have the fairy tales be a little bit on the darker side, that all gets kind of into play in Act Two, and I don't really care for it. So I'm glad we found one that we can do that doesn't have it.
There are other musicals like that. Carousel always struck me that way.
It's a dark.
Yeah, it's side. You know, it starts out so bright, and you know, Julie Jordan, and that was a real nice clam bake, and all the rest of that, and then it just spirals downhill.
I agree.
By the end, you would say,
well, Fiddler's a little bit like that too, but I love Fiddler. But you know, it starts out, everybody's pretty happy, and then at the end, it's like, whoa, devastation.
Yeah, but that's poignant.
I know. I actually like that one.
One of my all-time favorites. You guys know that show?
Yes. Fiddler on the Roof. We did it when I was in eighth grade.
So. Yeah? Yeah. I didn't ask you, Claire. So you've done a lot of shows too?
Yeah, I've been working with the Broadway Juniors program that we run since I was in kindergarten, so I've been in this for a long time. I love it so much. In ninth grade, we did The Sound of Music, and I was Louisa, one of the Von Trapp kids, and last year I was Irene in our show, Crazy for You.
Good for you. So you're only a junior.
Yes.
Stressful as that is. Do you have any idea on after high school plans, or are you still thinking about that?
I'm planning on attending Clarion University for pre-med biology. I want to be a pediatric surgeon.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
I'm agog. Pre-med biology, and you want to be a pediatric surgeon?
Yes.
God bless you. You have a long years of study ahead of you.
Yes. Lots of years.
Is there medicine in your family? Or
yes.
Both of my parents are nurse practitioners.
Ah, okay. So that explains that, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you have to be pretty smart to get through that curriculum.
Yes. It's very tough.
Are your grades okay?
Yeah, pretty good.
They better be.
Yeah, they better be, because they have to be eligible to be in the musical. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Well, gosh, we're having a lot of fun chatting with you, and that is part of the joy of doing high school musicals.
Absolutely.
It's busy. You know, you have all your schoolwork. I'm sure both of you have extracurricular activities and so on and so forth. And you try to squeeze this in and just have a blast, right?
Yes.
Just have a blast.
It is so fun.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In a couple of weeks.
Appreciate it.
Actually, it would be 2 weeks from last night.
I
would
know.
Be opening night.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying.
Into the Woods. Into the Woods Junior at Carn City High School. Beth, go over the ticket information again for people who weren't with us at the beginning of our conversation.
Tickets are available for March 5, 6, and 7 at 7:30 p.m. and March 7 at 2 p.m. We have a matinee. They are $9 pre-sale and $10 if you buy them at the door. Pre-sale tickets you can get at the school anytime.
Are there still tickets available for all four performances?
Yes, there are. Not a whole lot for Friday night, but there are for the other performances, yes.
Oh, it's terrific. It's always good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
How long ago was that that we did?
I was 14 and I'm 15.
Don't go any further. Don't
too,
go.
So, almost 40 years ago.
Don't
we
go
were
any
show.
Further. And nice to meet Claire and Braden here visiting with us today as well. Claire Bishop and Braden Edwards. Have a safe trip back. Do you have to go back to class, or are you done for the day?
Nah, we'll be done for the day.
We'll be done.
Ah, that's what I'm saying.
Thankfully.
Well, the rest of it off. It was really nice to meet you. Thanks.
Nice
for
to meet
it was very
you
nice
as
to meet
well.
You, too.
Thank you.
All righty, that wraps up our program for today. And guess what? That wraps up the week for It's Your Turn. It's Book Talk on Monday. The Butler Area Public Library will be with us. You know, all the different libraries as they take turns. Every month, the Butler Public Library has selected The Water Dancer by Ta-Nehisi Coates. I'm in the process of reading it. I'll finish it over the weekend, and we'll talk about it on Monday. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy the weekend. See you Monday.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR.